Okay, good morning, all. Call to order this meeting of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. I am Representative Mike Hoffer chairing. It is March 28, 2012. We're meeting in the Butrovich Room in Juneau. Committee members present, we have Senator Wagner, we have Senator Menard, we have Senator Hoffman, Senator Stedman, myself, Rep. Hocker chairing, Rep. Olson, and Rep. Newman, and we do have a quorum to conduct business. As people have other meetings that are going to get to, and we're going to lose our meeting very quickly here, and we have one item that is mission critical to accomplish. We're going to deviate from the order of the agenda, and we are going to go immediately into executive session to deal with the release of the statewide single audit, which is mission critical to us today. So with that, somewhere, do you have a motion to get us into executive session? Is it? Let's see. I find somebody here. Senator Stedman, sir.
I don't know where the audit is, but Mr. Chairman, I move that we go into, we use Uniform Rule 22 and we go into executive session for the purpose of discussing confidential audit reports under Alaska Statute 2420301.
The motion is to go into executive session for the purposes of discussing confidential audit reports. Is there objection? Hearing seeing none. So ordered, we'll stand at ease while we enter executive session here. Back on the record with the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee, March 28, 2012, we do continue to have our quorum of Senator Wagner, Senator Menard, Senator Hoffman, Senator Stedman, Rep. Hocker, Rep. Olson, and Rep. Newman. Senator Stedman, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I move the following preliminary audits be released to the agencies for response, Iris Free Seed Potato Project, and the Film Projection Incentive Program Financial Compliance.
Okay, the question before the committee is the release of the preliminary audits for virus-free seed potatoes and film production incentive credits. Is there objection? Hearing seen none, so ordered.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the following final audit be released to the public, the FY11 statewide single.
The question before the committee is the release of the FY11 statewide single audit for public consumption. Is there objection? Hearing seen none, so ordered. And we're going to stand briefly in recess and see if we can find one more member in order to continue to conduct business as we unfortunately lose our quorum at this time. So I'm going to take the committee to a brief recess. To continue business, we have Senator Wagner, Senator Menard, Senator French. Welcome, sir. Good to have you.
Nice to be here.
Rep. Hocker chairing, Rep. Olson, and Rep. Newman. Rep. Olson, approval of the minutes from the February 27, 2012 meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I move and ask unanimous consent minutes from the LBNA meeting of February 27, 2012 be approved and as presented.
Question before the committee is the approval of the February 27, 2012 minutes of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. Is there objection? Hearing seeing none, those minutes are approved. Representative Feige, what may we do for you this morning?
Based on last night, probably another couple of cups of coffee.
And I'm presuming you've got at least 40 minutes of presentation here.
I'll try not to disappoint you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm here today to request that an audit be performed on the Agricultural Revolving Loan Fund. The ARLF was set up by the Territorial Legislature in 1953 to promote the more rapid development of agriculture by means of long-term, low-interest loans. The fund is administered by the Division of Agriculture and the Division of Support Services in the Department of Natural Resources. Lending decisions are made by the 7-member Board of Agriculture and Conservation. Given the extensive changes to both the agricultural industry and state government since ARLF was created, the time has come to examine the administration of the fund and to look for efficiencies. It is my understanding that 5 previous audits of the ARLF were done in an 11-year period, with the last one in 1998. I'm specifically requesting that the audits have the following objectives. Number one, evaluate the performance of ARLF's loan portfolio. Identify the types of the ARLF loans and the degree to which each loan is performing. Number two, identify the duties performed by DNR employees in the administration of ARLF and identify areas where efficiencies could be gained to improve the administration of the program. Determine whether DNR should continue to administer ARLF or should all or part of ARLF's administration be carried out by a different state department, agency, or private entity to improve performance and or to reduce costs. And finally, compare the ARLF's program structure, including the board's involvement in lending decisions, to other Alaska and non-Alaska governmental lending programs. Identify potential changes that could improve the program. And are there any inherent conflicts with respect to board members approving these loans? I have had several conversations with the Department of Natural Resources, and they would welcome this audit.
Questions for the requester? Rep. Newman, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Feige, you talked about DNR administration of this. Where else would you envision administration of ARLF?
There's two current sort of ideas of thought along those lines. One is to put it under the Department of Commerce. Two would be to have the loan packages essentially managed by the Commercial Fishing and Agricultural Bank, which is a private bank established by the state years ago. And we have had conversations with the bank, and they've given us several options.
Mr. Chair, in other discussions that I've had on this quite extensively with the agriculture industry, there is an agricultural bank set up in the state of Alaska already. The problem that we have with, that I have, and many in the agriculture industry have with maybe Department of Commerce, I think Division of Banking maybe is what you're thinking, looking at agricultural loans, is the happenings that happen within agriculture. You have drought, you've got the earth-borne diseases such as potato, and it's important that agricultural industry-minded people look at these loans. You know, how much the cost of tractors in Alaska or combines, that type of equipment, is different than the lower 48 in these types of loans. And there's instances that are that people, farmers, basically have to try and deal with Mother Nature at the same time. And, you know, when a loan comes up, you have this forgiveness or this ability, the flexibility within the loan payment program, looking at the overall advantages that it has to the state as far as keeping and diversifying our economy and things like that going in a viable industry. I have talked to there was a bank set up that basically managed, when we were a federal government still, oversight on agriculture, which was the original money that ARLF came from, that does agricultural loans, and that wasn't included in the list here, and we'll get it to the auditor. They could manage this loan also as agricultural loan experts. Discussions I've had with them is at zero cost. And they are, again, people who are knowledgeable in the agriculture industry and what they cost, so I think we ought to have a look at them, actually, too. And what they're doing now, you know, is it best served where it's at now by a board of directors the way it is? I personally think it's doing good. I attend their meetings. I talk to a lot of the farmers on a regular basis. And there's been some rough spots in our agriculture industry, as any industry, whether it's oil or gas or whatever. I mean, there's always issues. But I think looking at another opportunity of where this could maybe be housed might be better also. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Rep. Newman. Further questions for us? Senator French, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't have a lot of knowledge about this fund, Representative, so maybe you can just tell me how much money is in the Agricultural Revolving Loan Fund.
Senator, I'll have to get back to you. I don't know exactly what the numbers are.
We have that in front of us here. I see Chris looking for it. You'll have it momentarily.
No, we don't have it in front of you. It's in the combined statements.
Oh, sorry.
Nobody knows? Somebody knows. Nobody knows.
I think we're up around 16 or 18 million in that.
I'm just looking for a ballpark number like that. Does that sound about right?
16, 18.
Representative Newman, to the rescue. Very good. And just another question, and if you don't know, that's fine. I just need to know, what's the average size of the loan, and how many of them do we do every year? Is it 1,000? Is it 500? Is it 20? I just don't know anything about this fund.
Most of 12 to 20 loans a year.
I'm going to call you on that one.
We're trying to keep the records clear here for a second. Senator French's question, Rep. Newman response.
Mr. Chair, I think the amount of the loan, the evaluation of the loan itself is around $18 million, I believe. And it can go anywhere from 12 to 28 loans a year. And it can go from, I mean, it's helped the new milk facility all the way to somebody getting a tractor to purchasing land, and movement of this land. So it's all over the board on what they do.
You're making me more supportive of the request all the time. Thank you.
Other questions for Rep. Feige? Hearing seen none. Chris, do you have any comments on the audit request?
No, we, our office has had a long relationship with this fund, and we have a lot of historical documents, so I welcome the chance to review it again.
That was, just for the records here, that was Kristen Curtis, who is our new ledge auditor. And by the way, this is her first official meeting in that capacity, her first meeting in that official capacity. Okay, further questions at this time? And hearing seen none, we'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve Representative Feige's request for an audit of the Agricultural Revolving Loan Fund program under the Department of Natural Resources.
So the question is the approval of Rep. Feige's request for an audit of the Agricultural Revolving Loan Fund, the ARLF. Is there objection? Hearing seen none. It's in the queue. Thank you. Does anyone else have any other business to bring before the committee? And I look to my staff to see if I missed anything today. Hearing seen none, we'll stand this committee in adjournment. Thank you all very much for your attendance and support today.